The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Wednesday, and that means William, who is a little bit under the weather, although he is sitting upright and he's typing well. Let's see how he sounds. Hello, William.
Hey, Jeff.
I hear
how it. I sound. Can you hear me?
You sound like you got a cold and a sore throat.
Yeah, I'm fighting a sinus thing, and you'll have to excuse me a little bit. I didn't want to miss tonight's show after not being with you last week, and I think I'm on the mend here. I'm just on the tail end of this thing.
I got tired of hearing people call up crying. Where's William?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I got to, you know.
No. I'm kidding you. It's fine. You take a week off, whatever. It's okay. Not to worry. There's a lot
Most of my last several days have been trying to get some bed rest and get over this ailment. So if you've been wondering where my emails are at and where I've been at, I've been trying to recover.
Well, it sounds like you went traveling last week and you got around the wrong people.
No, when I started to travel, and on the day I started to travel, I could tell, you know, I had a little the tickle. I had the tickle coming
yes.
on. And then my travels got nicked, so that whole plan got derailed, but you know I'm on the mend and taking my Allison C and hoping to be in tip top shape by the weekend.
How many are you taking a day?
About four.
Good. All right. I'd bump it up to six until you turn the corner on this and taper down. But that's the best thing I know on the planet to do for all of you out there. And you really should, all of you, if you can, try and take one a day just as a preventive, especially if you're vaxxed, because your immune system is already degraded, whether you want it to be or not. And this will help put up a defensive barrier that's a little more formidable than many of you may have now. I don't know. But an ounce of prevention, as they say, or a capsule of prevention. So good. Good that you're doing that. All right. Well, that was nice. What was that?
Was there a beep?
Are you getting the band back together again?
Was there a beep? What happened?
It went da-da-da-da. It was a little melody that got
That's my new phone. I hit hold because I had to cough. I didn't know it played music.
You have little gentle music, little heavenly melody, just a portion of it. That's interesting. You have a mute button. Okay.
I got the new phone because you guys are complaining about the old one, and now it's got capabilities I don't even know about yet. So, hey, the two hottest stories in the illegal immigration issue world right now are this rape of the 13-year-old girl in New York City.
Yes, that has not been covered sufficiently, in my opinion. Now, there was a story. There are two angles to this. One, they got the guy. He allegedly had a machete. That's one story. And the other story is some citizen pedophiles were tracking this guy, or they were tracking a girl as bait. I don't know what, but they caught somebody trying to rape this girl, and they beat the hell out of him. Both 13-year-old girls in the story. So were they two different incidences or the same? What do you
They
know?
May be. The main story that I'm looking at is that an illegal immigrant from Ecuador that was released by President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security recently, I think last year, coming through Eagle Pass, is now accused of raping a 13-year-old girl at knife point in broad daylight in Queens.
That's the one, Christian, New York
Christian
City
girl. Inga, 25-year-old from Ecuador, first arrived the U.S. Mexico border near Eagle Pass with a 3-year-old child in June 2021.
13-year-old.
It was a 13-year-old boy and girl who were together, and he took them both hostage and tied them up and assaulted them and robbed them and raped the girl. And
take him outside and shoot him, kill him.
Well, it says here,
that's
Inga
the only way to handle this.
Breitbart's John Bender reports, Inga forced the two children into the woods, tied them up, and then proceeded to rape the 13-year-old girl. When finished, Inga stole their cell phones and told them not to leave there every 20 minutes.
Oh, they didn't kill him.
The students immediately went back to their school and reported the attack, trying to get the name of this park. But I think while this story may not have been reported on nationally as much as it should, I think the story's getting around in New York City big time, because this is like a direct attack on a child. And the story of his apprehension that I heard was that several New York locals spotted him in a bodega and whooped the tar, as we would say in the South, whooped the tar out of him until the police could come get him. They put his picture up from a security camera. Some locals spotted him. And they got a hold of him, and he dealt with a little bit of a street justice before the police got a hold of him.
It wasn't thorough enough, in my view. I'm sick of this. I'm tired of it. It's got to be dealt with, or we're done.
Well, the thing is, you know, Trump's promised to mass deport illegals. Several things we've discussed about on prior shows. One, a poll has come out showing a majority of Hispanics support mass deportation. And I agree. We already knew this. This is one of the many things we've been trying to tell people for years that now has been confirmed or admitted to. However, the 53% in these polls is entirely inadequate. I believe the numbers are much higher than that.
Learned this 25 years ago, whatever, about the time you probably did, that you're 100% right. Americans of Hispanic lineage hate the invaders, many of them. They know what's going on. They're just like you and I. And yet they get no press. They get no coverage for their views. And that,
well, one of the things that we've seen from the elite-controlled media is that when something like this is about to get out and be understood and accepted by people, they'll rush an article ahead of it trying to control the narrative.
Sure.
And so what I'm trying to say is their article about majority of Hispanics now support deportation. That title, listen to it, majority of Hispanics now, like as if it just happened recently, which is false. And the 53% is another mitigating. It's much higher than that. They're claiming 47% of blacks, too. Let me tell you, I know with all of my heart from 20 years of doing this, Jeff, that a majority of black Americans support the mass deportations of illegals, and it ain't no whiny butt, 47% either. Now, the other thing that's tied in interesting polling numbers here is that even on CNN analyst about fell out yesterday when he was showing the support levels, Biden's support levels, amongst younger black males, blacks under 50. His numbers have fallen significantly, but slightly, in the blacks over 50 category. But amongst black Americans under 50, Biden's numbers have fallen from over 88% down into the 40 range. He's lost like half of the ones in the younger ranks at this time. And, you know, in my 3-plus decades of doing politics, never seen anything like that before. That's whole new Star Trek territory there.
Yeah, I concur. I would suggest also that almost any government-released or government-affiliated organization-released statistics need to be put on the shelf and understood to be very conservative. And you're right in pointing this out.
Another story that ties in with the New York story from June 14th out of Massachusetts, which, of course, unfortunately, recently, against our opposition, decided to give licenses to illegal immigrants. An illegal alien gotaway who successfully crossed the U.S.-Mexico border without being detected by law enforcement has been arrested and charged raping a child in Massachusetts, a self-proclaimed sanctuary state for illegals. June 10th press release by Immigration Customs Enforcement confirmed the arrest of Yader Alexander Morales Cuevedo, a 23-year-old Guatemalan national who unlawfully entered American soil at an unknown date. He's been charged with the rape of a child in August of 2022, and they've got him in court. So you've got two child rapes next to each other there. And then the other big story, because Fox News is really pushing this, you know, listen, I'll take what we can get out of biased Fox News. But before I talk about this story that they're harping on right now, you know, Sean Hannity puts Lindsey Graham on the center of the screen, and Lindsey Graham is sitting there with his nose up talking about how terrible it is that Joe Biden's letting these illegals in here to rape and commit all these crimes, and it shouldn't be happening, boo-hoo-hoo. Lindsey Graham has been illegal alien's best friend in the Republican Party for 20 years. As a member of the Gang of Eight, he would have given them all amnesty and citizenship and voting rights long ago. And it's just so hypocritical to see him and Marco Rubio being supported on TV by the globalists talking like, you know, and that ought to be when you see that, folks, that ought to be the real clear danger to you of all the Judas goats floating around in the Republican Party saying, look at me, I'm upset about illegal immigration. I'm upset about open borders. Oh, the terror of this poor child. You should support me over these terrible Democrats. Support me. Oh, by the way, I want the same amnesty and citizenship and legal rights for them as the Democrats do, but I'm not talking about that right now. You know, so
100% right. Lindsey Graham is one of the biggest traitors to this country. There's a long list. He's right up near the top. I still don't understand, honestly, when they play the game. I get who's doing it, how they're doing it, why they're doing it, but attributing, what was it? Trump was up by 19 points over Biden. I don't know what it was, 59 to 37 or something like that. How in the hell can anybody who's above room temperature support Joe Biden for anything? It's another testimonial to the scripted nature of this political reality that they're forcing on us. This is all a show, and I know we have to play the game. I understand that. But come on. Who in their right mind, as an American, would support Biden? I could extend that. Who would support Trump? I mean, after what he did for 4 years and the number of lies he perpetrated and spun on all of us. So, I mean, this is the best we have to offer. Come on. The world must look at this country as some kind of a triple fatal head-on collision.
Are showing that somewhere around or over 25% of the U.S. voters are not happy with either Trump or Biden.
What are they going to do about it? Vote for RFK, the man who wants to continue to let the Israelis finish the job in Gaza?
And while I want mass deportation of illegal immigrants and full enforcement of the laws, and I represented that position before Trump came along,
you did.
I will say I have recently heard a lot, I don't know by what mechanisms it goes, but a lot of the exact language almost that we've been using at Alipac for years is coming through Fox and Trump speeches. I heard Trump say something yesterday that you could have just completely paraphrased right out of an Alipac press release about Americans of all races and walks of life, you know, and creeds backing deportation of illegal immigrants and stuff. So just like in 2016, he has co-opted our messages. He's using our messages effectively. But someone asked me a few days ago if I thought that Trump was going to do anything that he was saying. And I said, I hope that he would. I know that Biden will not under any circumstances. The biggest indicator of future behavior is past behavior. And under that model, we know from Trump's first term that he won't be mass supporting illegals. But, you know, the future is not here yet. And, you know, there's always hope. The other big story that's going around is out of Maryland, Harford County, Maryland. An illegal alien from El Salvador has been determined to be responsible for the violent rape and murder of an area mother of five.
Mother of four, I heard. Mother of five, whatever. It doesn't matter. Four or five. Too many.
Yeah,
this is outrageous. They're flushing their sewers, friends. Don't forget that. We're getting the dregs of these. These country have they have a golden opportunity to flush the toilet, get rid of a lot of the crap in their society, and they're doing that. These are not
successful. The most successful rapists, murderers, and criminals on the planet have come here. This is the gold rush. This is the American fall of the American Empire, sack of America, sack of Rome, gold rush for criminals.
The same thing. They have big billboards in Africa for the Negroes to look at there, showing them. It's a billboard and shows several blacks gang raping a white girl. Come to Europe. They won't prosecute you. This is the promised land for them. This is the same message being given to Latin Americans. These are garbage. The gangs are here. Oh, I'm getting story after story after about these gangs. These invader criminals are psychopaths, many of them, truly.
The Victor Martinez Hernandez was arrested Friday and booked Saturday morning. The 23-year-old illegal entered the U.S. in February 2023, and he was charged with first-degree murder and first-degree rape. Should have never been in the country in the first place. And one of the things I saw on Fox News, the language we've been using, was this was 100% preventable. Illegal alien crimes are 100% preventable. So while they don't attribute it, the fact that Fox News and the Trump campaign is shouting Alipac messages is quite an accomplishment, because I guess that means that more people are hearing it than ever before. We just hope and pray that they're not, being
good
misled.
For you. Good for you. Now, you've again, I've said this 1,000 times, you and Alipac are it. There's no other political action committee in America worth the time of day. Seriously, and I mean that. And there's no commendation or appreciation that can be adequate enough to thank you for your sacrifice and what you've done to save all of us and many Americans who otherwise would want to do and achieve the same things you do, just won't. They can't be motivated. So you helped them. You've made it easy for a lot of people.
Well, this lady, the 37-year-old mom that was murdered, Rachel Morin, she's now in the news section at Alipac.us for Americans killed by illegals. And let's see if anybody's put on the list.
William, I got to ask you a question. It's your thing. You do what you want. I honor that. Can we call these invaders? They're not illegal immigrants. Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I think if you were to ask average America, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, the rank and file of the majority of America, what should be done with these people? Should they go through the legal process for the next 2 or 3 years, defended by communists in court, and end up being committed to 20 years to life in prison at $75,000 to $80,000 per year at the taxpayer's expense? Or should they be just taken out and executed, done? And I think most Americans would say, get rid of them. Just get rid of them.
In my 20 years of fighting illegal immigration, I've called illegals everything under the sun, except I've never used any racist term for them.
But there's no racism involved here. It has to do with mental...
Yeah, exactly. The point I'm trying to make is that recently you'll hear me calling them illegal migrants and using migrants. And what I'm doing there is because migrants is the word that's allowed right now. Migrants is so positive. Here come the migrants. Here come the migrants. They're just migrants. Well...
No, you've got to play the game, or you're not going to get into the social media.
The word migrant, is souring quickly in the minds of Americans as they hear about migrants raping 13-year-olds and migrants murdering mothers of five. So when you hear me use the word migrant murderers, migrant rapists, migrant invaders, illegal migrant invaders, illegal migrant invader, you know, invader child rapists, I'm taking the word migrant, and I'm this is what I'm doing here. Here's your sound effect. I'm taking the word migrant, and I'm crumpling it up into a little ball.
Yeah, I got it.
So I can throw it in the wastebasket.
Yeah, understood. That's a good way to disempower a word or a term. Just overuse it. It's people they get burned out after a certain period of time. How many Americans a year are these invaders killing? That's my term. How many are
thousands.
They killing? It's at least 3,500.
Alitech no longer focuses on the numbers. The numbers are not relevant, and all the numbers do is give the opponents a chance to say, oh, it's not 3,500. It can't be more than 2,800. You know, we don't even play that anymore. We just fall back to the default. We continue to state, and we encourage everybody else to use this stratagem and this truth, because this truth has a power. Thousands of Americans are being killed by illegals. Thousands of Americans are being killed by migrants.
And it's only going to ramp up, dear friends. It's not going to diminish. And many of you listening over in Europe right now, you're seeing the same thing there. Just instead of Latinos, you've got basically Muslims and blacks. Collective IQs of 65, maybe. They talk about racism. They are the racists. They hate whites. Most whites in Europe, well, it's changing, but remember the welcome signs they used to roll out? Migrants, welcome here. You're welcome here. And look what it got them. And those families that took them in, and they ended up raping the parents' daughters and things. Man, did they learn anything or what? I don't know. Hold on a second. We'll let William rest his... you sound good. You don't sound bad at all. We'll rest up here with William and be right back in just a few. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. I hope some of my comments don't sound too hoarse and coarse. For you, it's a situation. We're in a life and death struggle here. They have no problem killing us, and if we were down there in their countries, we'd face similar sorts of things. They wouldn't hesitate. We either get up off our butts and do something, or it's simply over. And many people suggest, and I can't discount their arguments, that it's already over. We have no government. We have no representative government of, by, and for anybody except a vested corporate NGO globalist bankster paradigm, which is running the world. So this government of ours is an utter fraud, and it's guilty of committing highest treason on practically a daily basis. In fact, a daily basis, if you look at simply the border that O'Biden is running into oblivion. It doesn't exist anymore. That guy, what, they impeached Trump twice? I forget what it was, at least once. What have they done to O'Biden? This guy is unbelievable. He just takes his orders from Barry and higher-ups and continues to engage in his criminality. He shouldn't even be walking in the public world at all. He should be in an assisted living home. That's it, sitting back. And counting his lucky stars that he's not in prison. He should be in prison. Actually, that's too good for him. And there may be, speaking of prison, it may be in the script that Trump, well, I think we can count on the fact that Trump will be sentenced to a number of years in prison, maybe 10, 20 years at the end of his life, basically. And that's coming. And it may be that they've scripted this to make it the ultimate soap opera, where an American president serves out at least part of his term, his second term, from prison. This may happen. They're going to keep this thing like a comic book charade. I'm telling you, it's not going to go easy. They've got it scripted to keep everybody so overwhelmed with chaos that they just kind of want to give up. And that's the worst thing that people could do, but that's what they're up to. Go ahead, Wayne.
Well, I think it's looking like it's going to be the summer of migrant murders.
That's
I think this is going to be a migrant crime summer, and it's going to really change the country forever. And people are really going to notice it's going to have an impact on the elections.
On the selections. It's already been done. This whole thing is, don't agree with me, it's fine. In my view, the whole thing is, it's a done deal. They scripted this out a year or two or three ago. It's they're just filling in the blanks and twisting the minutiae around a little bit. But the screenplay is written, and it's being acted out now. And have you seen any evidence of a, we'll call it just for fun, a normal campaign and a presidential election year? Have you seen bumper? How many days left?
I think we're around 140.
Yeah, 140. Have you seen bumper stickers and anything? Not that it matters, but that's
typical
window dressing of a campaign. I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying
people aren't doing bumper stickers. Yeah, people are not. You know, I think people are probably less likely to put a sign up and or on their car mark themselves politically than ever before. Especially after the sign wars of 2016 and how people couldn't keep Trump's sign up. So I think that there's a lot of very important down ballot, like one of the things, North Carolina, for instance, very important state. It's one of the 8 swing states. So if you care about the presidential race, this is a must have. Biden's targeting it. Biden's pumping money in here. Biden's coming to visit. Biden
don't give him credit. It's not him. It's the communist machine behind him.
Well,
he's
that machine
doing nothing.
The Biden campaign machine is doing micro-targeting, expensive micro-targeting messaging, which means
that's largely a game. I think that the decision is already made. I think they're just playing people, keep them dumbed down, thinking that their vote even matters. That's me. I'm not speaking for William. That's just
I think they think it matters, Jeff, or they wouldn't be in here playing these games or whatever you want to call it or spending this money. They wouldn't be spending this money in North Carolina, paying these visits to North Carolina, developing these strategies for North Carolina if it didn't have an impact. But see, here in North Carolina, a lot of work and a lot of effort has already been done here by the people of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And the results of that work is that Republicans and conservatives, including some very real conservatives, are in full control of the North Carolina State House and the North Carolina State Senate. Now, I think, like two-thirds of the congressional seats. So North Carolina, we're doing it. We're a swing state on the popular vote and the presidential races. But beneath that, we've got it going on, except for the governor's race. The governor and lieutenant governor and the council of state races in North Carolina are extremely important this year. And it's a place where people need to focus their attention. Now, Alipac cannot endorse or do anything on the state level, but I'm telling the story because all across America in different states, people are listening to what we're saying, and I need them to understand that there could be some down-ballot races beneath the presidency that where their dollars and their volunteerism and their votes could make the biggest difference. There are a lot of people out there working really hard, Jeff, in these elections.
Yeah.
There's people sacrificing time and money to get out there and go to these events and do these things. And Alipac is here to support them and encourage other people to get in the trenches with them and to fight like hell for the next 140 days. And it's important to fight smart.
Hard to believe.
Right. And it's important to fight smart. And so, like here in the state of North Carolina, your smartest efforts could go into the Council of State races and the governorship. That's where, if you're in the state of North Carolina, you should focus. Do you know in your state where you should focus? Do you know where your dollars and volunteerism?
I have really a good question. Are there any organizations in, well, let's just take North Carolina, that tracks your congressional delegation to the nation's capital and watches these communists, or all of them, and tracks their vote, whether it's a constitutional vote, a communist vote, or an idiot vote on all the major issues that they've seen in 2 years in the House? Is there anybody that tracks in real time, the voting records of people who should not be representing anybody in Washington, but they're there, and they're useless, and most of us know who they are. But is there any tracking of what their performance actually is? So we'll
know. Yeah, there's
know.
This group like Heritage Foundation, Numbers USA. There's several different groups that track them on different issues, depending on what issues are important to you. You know, some of them do the general conservative rating.
Yeah, I'd like to see them tracked on all issues. But okay.
Well, then there's other websites like what's the name of it? There's several websites. Several of which you track Alipac's endorsement of candidates, and they're just slipping on there. Hold on one second. Ballotopedia. Yep.
Okay.
Ballotopedia. BALLOTPEDIA.org. This site not only mentions Alipac's endorsements, but also tries to give biographical and information and circulates candidate connection surveys to the candidates.
Well, you
There's
have the most
resources.
Meaningful endorsements of any organization that I've ever seen.
Well, I appreciate that, but I'm just saying there's a lot of resources out there for people to tap into, you know, if they take the time to do it. And we need people to locate where in the battle in their state that they're, you know, we're going to do everything we can to help them with that. But, you know, where that energy needs to be applied, you know, for the people who are still fighting. I got an email the other day by somebody who'd surrendered and was trying to admonish me for continuing to raise funds and trying to do anything when the battle's so far gone and we should all just quit and blah, 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 blah. But, you know.
No, we shouldn't quit. No, that's not the
solution.
Well,
I'm just saying there's people out there sending emails encouraging us all to quit. So,
no,
you know.
No. That's okay. They get burnt. People, they're humans, they get burned out on this. I understand. We got to get new people.
Well, they're also justifying their inaction. You know, they're justifying
sure.
their lack of participation and effort. So that's part of it too.
Here, this, and in the meantime, this alleged government of ours is funding the ongoing genocide in Gaza, funding the ongoing Ukraine war, that Bolshevik Zionist regime against Russia in eastern Ukraine, now free Donbass, part of Russia. And Russia has lost 1,900 more troops dead. I mean, Ukraine has, at the hands of Russia, 1,900 more servicemen dead in the last 24 hours. This is Zelensky's human sacrifice, his own people. It's over a million now. This is just crazy what's going on, and we're paying for all of it. Make no mistake.
Well, I believe
a
vote for Joe Biden is a vote for World War III.
You betcha. Russia demands U.S. remove all of its nuclear weapons from Europe, as it should. We shouldn't have nukes over there. NATO's got nukes. NATO's calling for immediate resumption of production of nuclear weapons and to increase its stockpile. This thing is headed toward war, whether it is pretty much contained to Europe as a killing field, I don't know. Will it be thermonuclear or atomic? Atomic in the sense that these are small tactical Nagasaki-type bombs. We'll see, or smaller than that. I don't know. But obviously something's going to happen because there has been no indication of any de-escalation in at least a year and a half that I can think of. Maybe 2 years. Nothing.
Well, there's another story in the pop culture wars that I want to bring to your attention, Jeff.
Good.
You know, in past shows, we've talked about how the left and the paymasters that create the content. You know, Hollywood doesn't quite fit it anymore, but, you know, we'll call them Hollywood, even though in the day of Amazon and Netflix, it's a different type of apparatus. But they have destroyed and besmirched and wrecked popular franchises from Star Wars to Star Trek to Doctor Who to the Terminator franchise.
Well, yes, use the term rape. They've raped them with his DEI and woke crap. They've just destroyed them. The Little Mermaid, they've destroyed it.
Yeah, and they've Lord of the Rings, they've just wrecked it all. But they've hit a new level. The whole Disney thing with Star Wars, they've put out a lot of programs based off of the Star Wars franchise, and the most recent one being circulated is called Acolyte. And apparently, Acolyte. Yeah. And apparently, Acolyte is the worst to ever come out. Previously, it was thought that the worst performing Star Wars show was the Star Wars Christmas special, I think, which came out in like 77 or 78, and it was this this horrible, horrible television show that had like a super low audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's often joked about. But thankfully, it was just like a one evening show that was supposed to be sort of funny, and nobody liked it. But Acolyte's audience score on Rotten Tomatoes is lower than the Star Wars Christmas special of 78. It's I think it's got an audience score of 14%. And apparently, it's very interesting, Jeff, to see the Acolyte show. The main characters, which are supposed to be twins, are played by the same black lady. They don't have a father. They were born of two women, you see, and apparently the whole show's about the Force being all about a coven of communist lesbian space witches.
Communist lesbian space witches. And one of them had a child, so she was synthetically impregnated. So they were
two of them had a child. One of them carried the twins. The other one created the twins using the Force, which they're now calling the Thread. And there's terrible, terrible, cringy stuff going on throughout the show, to the point that people are just screaming.
Give me that title again, William. Sorry.
It's called Acolyte.
Yeah.
And apparently the third episode, well, the fourth one just came out. And apparently, in the fourth one, they're introducing pronouns.
Is this a TV series or a Disney series? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a Disney series, but it should be available on all of your major streaming networks.
I think you owe it to all of us to watch at least one of them.
Watched in the last, as I've been sipping on my herbal tea with the honey and the lemon juice and taking my Allison C and trying to recover, I've probably watched about 7 or 8 podcasts in reactions to the Acolyte. And actually, I will mention two of them because Disney has responded to the toxic fan base, as they call it. See, Disney is saying that the problem isn't with the crap they're producing. It's with the people out there who are just misogynist and racist and hateful and whatnot. But they've actually mentioned two podcasters directly in what some people believe is an effort to take these prominent critics off of YouTube. And they are one's called Nerdrotic. Nerdrotic Reviews, and the other one is, The Critical Drinker. So I would encourage people to go on YouTube or locate The Critical Drinker and Nerdrotic Reviews of Acolyte Episode 3, and I believe those gentlemen can share with you perspectives on the episode so that you don't have to watch the whole thing yourself to get a feel for what's going on, because there are a lot of good people out there that are fans of pop culture that once loved these franchises and once loved that America produced really good stuff that the whole world watched and clapped about.
Very entertaining, yes.
That's now been turned into socialist garbage. And one thing I haven't said before that I'll say here near the end of the show tonight, you know, in the late 70s, young people walked out of the theaters after seeing the original Star Wars movies, inspired to study engineering and science and maybe explore and colonize space.
Right.
And now young people are watching The Acolyte and may be inspired to join a coven of communist space witches, you know? My house times have changed.
They have changed beyond measure, and a lot of young people are they're so simply misdirected into this filth. They are. They've got no proper idols, no proper icons to look up to anymore. They got these twisted, satanic.
Yeah, but see, that old Star garden. Wars was created by the patriarchy, Jeff. It was all a bunch of white males running around in movies doing white male things. Uh-huh. And all of the technologies from the spaceships to the laser blasters and stuff were based off of guns and B-29 bombers and things that white males had created. The entire science based off books written by white. It was based off of wartime technologies built and developed by white males that were in books and stories written by white males like Isaac Asimov and others that then were, you know, white male mostly cast movies, space cowboy, you know, epics, and all that had to be taken away from white males and turned into something else. That's pretty much, I think there's a young blonde-haired white male that appears in Acolyte, Episode 3, before one of the lesbian witches kills him with the Force. I think you actually see a white male briefly in the episode before he gets choked out.
We have no real heroes anymore. They're all, in video, they're all fiction. In World War II, both sides, all sides, had their heroes. Germany, losing the war from 1942, Stalingrad on, fought magnificently. This is never talked about. You know, in terms of aces, aerial aces, fighter pilot aces, the number one ace in the West was a British guy named, I don't know if he was born in Britain, maybe Irishman, I forget. But he was named Johnny Johnson. He had the highest scoring ace in the West. In World War II, was Johnny Johnson. I think he had 34 shootdowns. Some were partials, but the Germans kept absolutely meticulous records about you wouldn't get credit unless it was witnessed by one or two people. You had to have confirmation. You know what the highest scoring German ace was? Well, first of all, they had over 100 pilots with over 100 shootdowns of enemy aircraft. Over 100. And the highest scoring ace in World War II, talk about heroes, was Erich Hartmann, 352 shootdowns compared to 34, the number one in the West. I'm not knocking Johnny Johnson, but these Germans were fighting like supermen to try to preserve and protect and save their country. And what do we have now for heroes? We have Marvel Comics. Fictional garbage, morally, sexually perverted, twisted. The messaging is dreadful into the young mind. Hell, any mind that watches this stuff, it's bad. Everything has changed in just 70, 75 years. Think about it. So the change is astounding.
A lot of those RAF pilots would fight and get shot down and parachute out. And return to the airfield and get another plane and go back up because, you
that's
know, when you're
same
fighting.
Same with the Germans. Same thing.
Well, and you know, that's the thing. And one of the things I think men take a lot of heat.
352 shootdowns, though. Honest to God. And there were Walter Novotny shot down 258, I think, before he was bringing his 262 Messerschmitt jet in for a landing and was jumped by some Western fighters and shot down. Coming into the airport. That was a big loss. But what happened in Germany is unknown. That's why I mention it here. It's all hidden. Go ahead.
Well, there's a lot of anti-male propaganda and a lot of attacks on men
anti-male?
And the patriarchy. And the point I want to make is that
let me say one other
people
thing.
Forget that for the last thousands and thousands of years of human history, that when your men were dead, what happened next to the women and children is unspeakable.
That's right.
The men
that's
went
exactly,
out.
Well, that's
then,
what happened to Germany. Eastern Germany.
Yeah, but it wasn't just Germany, Jeff. It was civilization, city, nation, empire, over and over and over again. And the men went out and sacrificed themselves. And if the men won, then your structure and way of doing things and culture went on. If the men lost, then, you know, and that's one of the things about today's movies, the recurring story is like a 100 to 130-pound waif of a woman goes out and beats up like 20 men with her hands or a hand weapon. Very rarely will you see a woman prevailing with a firearm because they don't want that in the movies. They don't want people being seen using
guns
firearms.
Guns are not good for anything, see? That's the point. Right?
Well, they don't want anybody. Yeah, nothing positive will be shown with a gun. So the little petite female comes out, and she beats up all the bad men herself, which is, you know, no offense to the ladies. Women, a lot of women are very strong and smart and everything, but usually one woman doesn't beat up 20 men. It's, you know, doesn't usually work out that way, but that's the way the movies want to present it.
I know, and the actual image today of a woman is not something that I recognize anymore. It's not any big mystery as to why men and women have less and less to do with each other. It's not a mystery. All right, you go get well. Rest up, William. Thanks for being here. Thanks for everything you do. Well, we'll keep pushing. Keep on trucking. 140 days and counting. Wow. All right. There he goes. Okay. Back with more in just a few minutes. So long.